There have been calls for peacekeepers and calls for military intervention. There have been protest marches and conferences and celebrity appeals. But the fighting and the killing in the Darfur region of Sudan continues, and that's where we're going to begin this hour of the program. Reporter David McGuffin is in Darfur, and he has this report on the violence there and the still growing number of refugees.
Travel in Darfur is difficult. Now getting from one place to another is really only possible by air. An intense new round of fighting has made the roads simply too dangerous. In a helicopter carrying African Union peace mission soldiers, below us, occasionally an abandoned or burned out village becomes visible. The African Union soldiers say the fighting here in North Darfur is at its worst levels since the conflict began 3 years ago. A conflict that has uprooted an estimated 2.5 million people. Tooele is one place where many have fled to. Miles upon miles of straw huts stretch across the dry, dust-blown plain. On the edge of the ever-expanding refugee camp is Mohamed Arbab, his wife, and their four infant children. They just arrived after a day's walk from their home, which they say was attacked by government warplanes.
They came at about 1 in the afternoon and again in the evening. Government planes bombing our farms. We don't know why they came. We were just cultivating our fields.
He and his family grabbed what they could and fled. Here, in temperatures that top 120 degrees, the Arbabs and several other families from their village are working to thatch together rough shelters. But even here in the refugee camp, Arbab's wife, Fatima, has concerns for her family.
When the bombing started, I was scared for my children. Even here, I'm worried about them. They're sick. There's no medicine, no hospital, nothing.
Since August, sources with the African Union peace mission say the Sudanese government has been sending thousands of soldiers into North Darfur. In the main market of El Fasher, Darfur's largest town, the increase of troops is visible. Here and elsewhere, groups of young soldiers can be seen lingering along main roads and driving out of town in large troop trucks. Analysts say the regime of President Omar al-Bashir is trying to force a military solution, a final defeat of rebels seeking greater autonomy for the region. A peace agreement signed in May by the government and just one of the three main rebel groups has all but collapsed, causing former rebel allies to take up arms against each other. In his office in the capital, Khartoum, Sudan's Foreign Minister Lama Cole denies his government is engaged in a military buildup in North Darfur. He says it's just trying to defend itself against rebel attacks.
So when now Sudan government wants to hit back in defense of the country and the citizens, then people are talking of a military buildup. There's no military buildup.
But Mini Manawi, leader of the lone rebel group that did sign the peace accord, says he doesn't believe a military solution is possible. He's now an advisor to the Sudanese president, working from an office just a stone's throw away from the presidential palace in Khartoum.
We will not believe that at all, because the military solution, they started already almost before 3-4 years ago. Nobody succeeded on that.
The displaced are setting up refugee camps throughout North Darfur. Here in Zamzam, just outside El Fasher, aid workers say up to 400 new arrivals are coming each day. Standing among a cluster of low huts made from cloth, plastic, and sticks, sisters Sanda and Hanona Ibrahim tell how 13 of their relatives were killed when government forces attacked their village a month ago. They escaped and after days of walking made it here to Zamzam. They arrived with nothing. Even the clothes they wear are borrowed.
I don't know how to explain how I feel right now. It's as if my whole body is in pain.
Sanda says she doesn't know what to do next. She and her sister are just waiting. She says they're simply too afraid to return home. And that is the grim reality for 2.5 million Darfuri refugees, a number that continues to grow with every passing day. For NPR News, I'm David McGuffin in Tooele, North Darfur.